Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
Okay, when people bump into each other, I think they just try to be as, I don't want to say superficial, but let's say as simple as possible. They don't want to get into details, and probably they're both in a hurry, so they just say, I've been great, bye, you know, something like that.
I think it's natural for people to compare their life status with other people's life status, because where no one is really content with where they are in life. So whenever they see their friends or anyone else have something that they don't have, they always compare, what if I had that, or what if I didn't have this? So it's just natural for us to compare ourselves to others, so it can't be helped much.
I think people are not always honest about their own lives. Maybe there are things that they are ashamed of and not really want to share with others, so they may pretend and say the opposite of what's actually happening. Therefore, I think it depends on the situation and the person if they choose to express their honest opinions or not.
Sometimes people really want to show off, maybe, because sometimes people are just too scared to show the real situation in their life. They don't want others to see that they're not very successful. Sometimes they just make a little lie, maybe. So it just happens.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.